You're listening to Mith and the Mouth in the Morning. I'm just kidding. We're going to cut this part out.
No, we won't.
No.
No. So, this is a Not Now podcast. This is going to be...
A podcast where we improv almost everything. You are getting complete, 100% genuine, at this moment, content.
Some of the content may be copyrighted or stolen from other bits, but, you know, that's just kind of the swing of it. That's how we roll. We don't really keep track of where we are because we're all improv.
Yeah, we have no time to Google search this shit as we're coming up with it.
Literally, the only thing we do is we make a list of ideas, like topics or small games that we might play, and we just kind of go at it. That's kind of the free ball nature that we're taking here. So,
and we really hope you enjoy it as much as we do. We recently got some equipment, and we echo-proofed a room, and it is the most amazing thing you
can
possibly imagine.
It's amazing. And this is honestly, I feel like one of the only driving forces behind this is that our friends have told us you guys need to do some kind of media outlet.
Yes.
Because this is how we talk on a regular basis. So yeah. If you think this is an act, or this is some kind of extravaganza.
Quick shout out to our friend Corbin.
Corbin Brisk.
Who described that our conversations are...
like a show.
Like a show that go right up to the edge of a cliff and then dive off the edge of it into a free fall that is never ending.
Yes.
And that's kind of like the echo-proof room. Because once you step into an echo-proof room... You are going to go crazy every time you're in some sort of other room.
Right now, for the low, low price of $29.99, you can echo-proof your room. You just got to get two full-size egg crate mattress toppers. You got to cut them up into about 2 foot by 2 foot squares. Get yourself some spare cardboard you got laying around. I know you're drinking beer.
Also a small room.
Small room. That helps. Maybe a futon.
Yep. Or, you know, you could probably do a wraparound if you're sitting in a closet.
If you're looking to start a podcast, literally all you need is a phone.
If you're staring death into the face, sitting in a closet, then you should probably grab yourself a nice egg carton mattress and wrap yourself in it, because it will make you feel so much warmer.
Is death behind me? Because I'm standing in front of a closet.
No, you're soundproof. You're okay. Echo-proof. You're okay.
Echo. God,
damn it.
We lost the effect, the mystique of the soundproofness that was once surrounding this superfluous podcast. It's not superfluous. It is superfluous.
It is, entirely.
But, you know, we kind of put this out there for you guys. I hope everybody enjoys. If you don't enjoy, that's fine too. We're really just doing this for us. So I don't want to be greedy or like kind of, you know, fuck you, but really,
fuck you. Yeah.
Or you know what?
As a side note, I think this is the longest I've ever stared anyone directly in the eyes. I don't know why I feel compelled to make eye contact with you as we're talking about this, but I do.
I don't.
You're locking eyes with me.
Just because now that you said eye contact, I feel like I can't look at this blind here.
That's true. We got to be staying focused on the microphone. And
I want to put at the end of your microphone.
We're going to be moving on to our topic.
Topic?
Which we discussed as life hacks.
Life hacks. So this is one of the randomized topics that we came up with. We thought this could be funny to do a little bit of a bit on. A little bit of a bit sounds redundant, but if you get a little bit, you might just like it a bit. So don't worry about the redundancies as long as the pundancies keep in with the...
Undies. Ease. So I think we've all heard of life hacks before. They're those small tips you come across on the Twitsters or
and the fact books.
The fact books. The fuck books. The
fuck. Whoa. I don't go on that one.
Oh, you're missing out, my friend. there's the Turdstagrams.
The my spouse.
Twatsters.
Ask Joves. All kinds of search engines and social media outlets. BarnesandNoble.com.
The biggest sex engine.
Yeah, that's true. Have you ever been to that website?
Yeah, there's just like pornos all over the place.
It's incredible.
Yeah, the incredible.
Wait, Barnes and Nobles or Barnes and Nohos?
Barnes and Nobles.
Nobles.
Yeah.
They're not very noble about that site.
No, not at all. Hardly ever, in fact. But they're not paying us to advertise, so we're just going to continue to shit on them until they pay us money.
So, this is advertisement terrorists right here.
Right here. We will hold your company ransom by giving them negative reviews.
Fake news. Fake news is hot right now. Sorry.
Amazon, more like Shamazon. Let's see. Starbucks.
The sham is on. Oh, wow. What a tie-in.
Starbucks, more like Hard Fucks Cafe.
Because they fuck you out of your money.
Mm-hmm. Barista.
I don't know why that was like so, mm-hmm. so sensual. Okay, so we're gonna start our thing here. What were we doing? We were doing life hacks. Life yes. hacks. Okay.
Okay, so life hacks are again like useful tips to help you improve your life. Like, for example, putting mattress foam all over your walls so you don't hear echoes. Or
because you're, you know, a mosh pit enthusiast.
Yeah.
Or protect yourself.
Tying rolls of toilet paper to your feet so it's nice to step on.
Don't use that in inclement weather. It'll deteriorate fast.
This is pretty much the episode you're going to be getting. So I hope you're buckled in, friend.
Or pal.
Or a hateful hater. I mean, send us your hate mail. Please do. We enjoy any kind of mail.
If you send a very hateful mail, we might use it in a future episode. Yeah. So there's some incentive.
Because guess what, fucko? If you send us some hate mail, we're going to be hearing, you got mail, which is still delightful.
And as much as you hate to send mail and you love to send hate mail, we're going to love getting your hate mail.
And especially if you're males. Females, well, it's a little bit. I feel down.
No, I'm going to use it.
Okay.
As fuel.
As fuel.
Yeah, like a NASA starship heading towards Alpha Centauri.
Speaking of how you use fuel, how would you use that in a life hack, would you say?
Well, if I was going to look on a way to better my life using fuel, I might think, fuel was once an energy drink, or maybe it still is. I don't know. I stopped paying attention to such labels, but if I was going to use fuel in the most economic way, I would probably find a way to convert it back to fossils. So what you want to do is you want to take your fuel and put it into one of those
12 by 12 baking sheets.
12 by 12 baking sheet. Set it to 88 degrees. It's got to be going 88 degrees for it to travel back in time. You got to get yourself a flux capacitor. So you put that inside your Easy Bake oven. You set it to 88 degrees. Easy Bakes go to... They gotta go to 88. Straighteners go to 88 degrees.
How hot
degrees.
Does a light bulb get? At least 88.
At least 88
if
degrees.
If it's CFL, yeah.
LED, I've been sitting out in 88 degree weather being like, I could go back in time right now. So, what you want to do is take that fuel, send it back in time. Next thing you know, boom, fossil. Send it to the Smithsonian, $1 million made. Life hack.
So this is life hacks to become a millionaire.
No, it's just life hacks. Okay. What are you going to do with fuel? What are you going to do? Put it in your car? That's not a life hack. Well, that's a life act.
That's true.
Because you do it every day.
Yeah. I mean, acts of life. The acts of life. I don't think there's a clap in that theme song, but I'm adding my own.
Acts of life? Yeah. I thought you were going to do a twist on Grapes of Wrath somehow. I was waiting for that.
No, acts of life is much cleaner.
Grapes, I mean, they stain.
Yeah. Grapes stain. They're also wrathful. I try not to fuck with them.
Oh, I fuck with grapes.
Do you?
Yeah, it's a great time.
I mean, I don't want to be a prune, but sometimes they're a little...
Stop raising your tone, okay? Just cut it out.
I mean, those raisinettes. They're chocolatey.
Life hacks!
On the hacks.
What's your life hack? So... Wait, do I give you a topic to hack? Is that what you did with me? You said fuel.
I said fuel.
And then I just jumped off.
Yeah.
Coat hangers.
So you get yourself a couple of coat hangers, mm-hmm. and you suspend them from your garage.
Okay.
If you don't have a garage, you can also use a ceiling fan.
That's good. I don't have a garage.
Okay. So basically, what you do with those coat hangers once they're suspended is you suspend your suspenders from them.
Oh.
Yeah. And then next thing you know, you got yourself a circus ride. You invite all the neighborhood kids over, hanging from your suspenders, flinging around at top speed. You know, like...
Is that five on the settings?
No. It's... I don't know about the numbers, but I know it's about like six tugs on the chain. I mean, you don't want to go seven because then it'll look like it's spinning real fast, but it'll just turn off.
That's how they get you.
Yeah, I know. Those fucking things. Every time. And then sometimes...
And then you hit one more because you're not sure. And then you start the whole cycle over again.
You know what really gets me? Is when I try to start the ride for the kids and they're like screaming, "Neighbor, I paid $5 for this. I better be going around on my suspenders." And I'm tugging on it and the light's just flicking on and off and on and off and I can't figure out what the damn problem is because the fan's not spinning, but the light's flickering.
You know when you don't run into that problem?
It's
good old-fashioned seahorse.
Yeah. I mean, if I just suspended a seahorse from my ceiling, all my problems would be solved. You know, I probably wouldn't be seeing anything. Or I wouldn't be cooled. I would just be like sitting in the dark, boiling alive because my ceiling fan / light isn't working.
Yeah, boiling?
But I'd have a cute seahorse dangling there. So, I mean, I'd at least be somewhat entertained.
That's your life hack.
My life. Yeah,
make a merry-go-round swing out of coat hangers.
Attached to your ceiling fan with or a garage ceiling fan.
Yes. Wait, there's ceiling fans in garages.
I have one. I mean, I can't speak for every American, but you should get something to, you know, get those, the car fumes, the carbon
exhaust
monoxide.
Fumes.
Yeah. You should get the carbon monoxide.
You
got to
exhaust all options when getting rid of the exhaust fumes.
I like to turn my ceiling fans upside down for those because it blows it up and then out. You know, like a burp is better than a fart.
Not always.
Well, it's a fart is funnier. But
you always try to. You ever try to turn a fart into a burp? You got to send it all the way back through.
Oh, you
got to
clench for that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then you feel dirty.
Well, I mean,
you're like, that was a fart.
All the way through your small intestines. Oh, no, through your colon, through your small intestines, through your large intestines, through your stomach, through your esophagus.
You forgot sphincter.
Your sphincter is the clench.
Colon.
Well, I guess if you get like one of those.
Semicolon.
No, like those chimney.
Apostrophe.
Those chimney poofers.
don't stop. Don't go with the chimney poofer.
Yeah. I mean, okay. So let's say that you have about 5 dozen paper clips.
Okay.
You have about 5 dozen paper clips, handful of rubber bands, and 14 tomatoes.
Hmm.
Do you have anything I could possibly do with that?
Yeah.
Yeah?
How many rubber bands?
14? Yes, 14 rubber bands.
11 paper clips.
11 paper clips and 12 tomatoes.
12 tomatoes. Okay, so what you're going to do, you got to take the paper clips.
Uh-huh. The 14 of them, or am I saving a few?
No, all of them. Okay. All of them.
All 14.
What you got to do is kind of trying to find a way to reconfigure them into like a boomerang shape, but at an acute angle, all right? Not a right angle, acute, okay? So you're like, oh, that's a cute paper clip.
Yeah, you don't want anything obtuse or equilateral.
So what you do is once you get that into an acute position, you're going to stab the tomatoes. You want to get at least how many tomatoes?
You only have 12 tomatoes.
12 tomatoes. And I have how many paper clips?
14.
14 paper clips. That's not going to work. Okay. So we're going to scratch this.
15
okay.
paper clips.
15? Oh, nope. That won't work either.
Damn.
So what we're going to do is we're just going to straighten out the paper clips. Forget about the acute angle. Straighten out your paper clips.
Okay.
Stick them in your tomatoes. Say, fuck all with the rubber bands. Send them flying at your classmates, your relatives, people you hate. And then, then you make a diorama of a solar system with the straight paper clips and the tomatoes. And then when
you know,
teacher
the rubber
says,
bands would really come in useful at that point.
Well, and then, no, because you're trying to, you don't
need, get it spinning.
No, you're not spinning it. It's just a diorama. And so then the teacher says, what the hell is this? You just pushed a bunch of paper clips and tomatoes together and you say, listen, I'm a little behind in class. I'm just trying to catch up. That's the pitch. How's that?
I thoroughly enjoyed that.
It was a joke. Wasn't really a life hack, but that's, you can use it in your science biz, whatever, your next job interview.
Yeah. The
don't use it in your job interview.
You could use it as clickbait. Is it a fruit or vegetable?
Yeah.
Tomato clips.
Tomato clips potato.
Lay's tomato clips.
Lay's tomato clips.
A tomato eclipse of the heart.
I was just gonna say, could you imagine like a chicken and waffles flavored tomato? <'Cause>, I mean, that's awful.
I can't imagine a flavored tomato. Like like a mustard flavored tomato.
What does just a raw tomato go with other than other fresh ingredients?
Ceviche.
That's fresh. Mm. Ceviche is uncooked.
It's actually probably the freshest.
Yeah, that's like the freshest you get. That's like Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. Bel-Air. Bel-Air.
Idaho. Have you ever been to Bel-Air, Idaho?
I've heard they have some great spuds.
They do. They also have some great life hacks.
Oh, tell me about the life hacks. You were telling me one the other day that had to do with a Sawzall, a cantaloupe, and a seat cushion.
A seat cushion? Like from the ocean? Yeah, that's right. Okay. So a cantaloupe,
Sawzall,
and a seat cushion from the ocean is actually really good for your complexion. So what you do is you take the Sawzall and you cut off whatever part of your body you don't like. You just slice it right off. And you sit it under the seat cushion, and then you wait for the cantaloupe fairy to come in and take that piece of your body and replace it with a nickel. And then you put that nickel on whatever part of your body you cut off, and you got yourself a brand new nickel. A nickel-plated nose, or a nickel-plated elbow, you know, whatever you're looking for. Eventually, you become Colossus, and then you're an X-Men. And, you know...
This is like a rinse-and-repeat type O process.
I mean, eventually. I mean, once you got a nickel, there's no going pickles. So, you know what I'm saying?
Vaguely.
So, a pickle is a flavor of skin. So, you don't want any more skin once you got in. Do you know what I'm saying?
No.
You know what I mean?
I thought this was going to be more life hacking.
No, you get more of a Sawzall-y cutting off your flesh until you're a metal man. And then you're a mutant. And then you're your buddy-buddy with pickle. Wolverine. You're throwing around him. You're basically indestructible. Because one of the other known little facts is you're magnetic. At that point.
Because you're nickel.
No, yes. One of the three magnetic alloys, iron, nickel, and cobalt. You can Google it.
Fake news.
You can Google fake news. You won't be ahead of the game. But you will be magnetic. And at that point,
Could you be magnanimous?
Vaguely.
Depends on... More than just what you're composed of.
Depending on the opinions of people around you. I mean, you can't be magnanimous to everyone. There's no such thing as a unanimous magnanimous.
Then you'd be an ignoramus magnanimous.
Exactly.
All right, so we have to take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back on the Not Now Radio. We're going to do some good segments for you after the fact. So let's just take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back. Have you tuned in to your new live radio station? Join in now with the KWB app. This will search from A to Z for everything in between. You will get a radio station here, a radio station there, smartphone, Android, iPod, Backsketch. Even on your Skechers! That's right, you thought we forgot about those, but we didn't.
And now, introducing a new app for your BlackBerry. I forgot what we were advertising.
We're advertising free radio play.
Free radio play for your BlackBerry.
Get it on your Bluetooth dildo. Just call 1-800
radios to your pussy.
Okay. That was an attempt at a advertisement
to your pussy.
When really All right.
Let your insides hear our outsides.
God. Stop making terrible. Everything about a pussy.
You're the one who said radio dildo.
Yeah, but it didn't have to be about a pussy.
Oh. It's still your insides hear our outsides.
Listen, when I say you're okay, being a real.
You're right. I use a dildo to stir my tomato soup.
Yeah, but when you go up to some punk and you say you're being a real dildo, you're not saying he's about to enter a vagina. You're saying
no. You're saying that he's something that goes
is useless.
Inside, that is basically just used in dirty areas.
I'm not calling him a mop.
You know, I would call. I
just
a
call
scrub
him a
brush.
Mop. Yeah.
Yeah.
A plunger.
A shithole.
Yeah, a shithole. He's being a real shithole. This little twerp.
This little twerp.
Okay. So, life hacks 2.0.
Is it your turn?
It's my turn.
All right.
Give me my hackers. Let me life's on the hacks. I'm about to hatch these hacks like they're sacks from hippie days.
Well,
chickpeas.
You know, one thing I've always only found one use for is shopping carts. But I hear that you have multiple uses for them.
Yeah, there's a lot of great things that you can do with shopping carts. One of them is actually a grate. So, say that you have this sewer main. It's open and it's overflowing with water. And you're like, how are we going to stop these people from, you know, maybe you're in monsoon season. You need a grate. You need a great grate. You can't just deal with a mediocre grate. This grate has to be great. It's impossible to come up with something better or greater than a cart grate.
A cart grate.
So you take your Sawzall from the previous life hack and you cut up this cart and you make a grate. Now, option number two.
Is it a la carte?
Yeah, it's a la carte. It's a la carte. It's off a cart. You can get any kind of cart. It could be a go-kart. It could be a smart cart. It could be the cart on your Apple device. It could be a cart port. Could be cardboard. Anything that sounds like cart, you can make a grate out of it. You know why? Because it was meant to be great. So, moving on. You say you have this nice new top, and it's a fleece or a flannel or something.
And
probably
you
more
shred
flannel.
It to ribbons.
No. So you got a nice flannel, and you're thinking, how do I upgrade this? Or downgrade, depending on your point of view of this culture. So, you're a hipster, you got your big Coke bottle, black rim glasses or whatever, and you're like, I got this flannel, but it's just white. It's just a plain white flannel. Whoever heard of such a thing? I did because I bought it at TJ Maxx. So now I'm going to take this cart, this shopping cart, I'm going to take my Sawzall from the previous life hack. I'm going to all of them have to do with a Sawzall. I'm going to cut off one side. And I'm going to use that as a template to make my plaid. And now I'm glad because I got a plaid shopping cart. And now the shopping cart is also making the design on my designer design.
You know
shirt.
What's better about that is that after you do all of
but
that.
But wait, I'm not finished. So now you've got a great. Say you meet a giant. He's got some huge Parmesan. You got to grate that Parmesan in a great way so he can be grateful. Your turn.
You know what's great about that is after you grate everything, you can make a great post on life hacks.
That's absolutely true. I feel like I'm all out of great puns. Oh, that was a great pun.
Yeah. That's true.
I'm making a pun on the word pun now.
Yeah, it's quite pungent. Fills
that,
the air.
That one is very subtle. I liked it. Caught me by surprise. Kind of like a flatulence.
Yeah, it was almost impugning.
So, life hacks.
Life hacks.
Life hacks. Dose.
It's my turn, right?
Your turn. So, tell me about the life hacks that you could share with the audience. Utilizing, I'll give you. You can pick two of these three objects. You can't objectify them, but you can use them as objects.
Okay.
Tell me how that riddle works. All right. One.
Plums. Like you're going to tell me how the riddle works.
I don't have an answer. Plums is the first object.
Okay.
Second object, scotch tape. Third object, the metal part of the Pringles can.
Yes.
That's it.
I thought there were four.
Oh, yeah. Four objects. Wait, I'm pretty sure there was three.
Any two of the three objects.
Yeah, you can use two of the three, and then you said four, so now I got a fourth one.
I don't want a fourth one.
Okay. Two of the three.
I don't want it. Throw it out.
You can choose. Yep. Okay, hold on. Everybody, hold on. Trash can's in the other room. Just got to walk over here. Just hold on. Just crumple this up. Trash can. Okay.
So my options again were...
You can choose from a plum.
I can choose from the metal part of a Pringles can.
And scotch tape.
Well, you know what's interesting?
What?
Is actually, all three of those are useful ingredients.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Tell me how that works.
Well.
Show me more.
I can't show you because this is an audio show.
But you can show me and explain it.
Well, just let me stretch out this.
Oh, my God. That's a long strip. That is a ripe plum.
And then all you do is...
Oh, my God.
And then...
I can't believe it fit in there. Wow. He's swinging that thing. That's a zip line. He made a fucking zip line. He's fucking flying away with a plum and some scotch tape in the metal part of a... What do you call the metal part of a Pringles? The disc? The destructo disc?
The base.
The base. A boom, 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 boom.
Yeah. You know, the cool part is if you use the lid as well, you can roll back up.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. So it's a zip and unzip line.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
Just like a fly.
Yeah, I'm flying in reverse, just like all flies can do. And I sometimes prune, which is what plums can do.
That's true.
Astute
observations.
Yes. So, I believe the next hack is yours.
No. I'm going to hack it over to you, and then you hack it over to me, then we hack it out over some coffee.
All right. So, tips for life.
Tips for life. Yes. I'm ready.
This is kind of an unusual one. But what would you do to make this useful for your life if you received words of advice?
What are the words of advice? Are you getting to that?
I was.
Sorry.
you cut me off.
Those are the words. You cut me off.
Yeah.
Words of advice.
Yeah.
You cut me off.
Yeah, I mean, I know there have been times where I've been asking for advice and somebody takes a deep breath and I'm just like, you know, I just really need some help right now. And they're like, you cut me off.
That doesn't sound like words of advice.
No, it spoke to me. I mean, it spoke to me. I would think, you've heard that before though, right?
Yeah, mostly with the middle finger when I'm driving. But never as like advice, like, you cut me off, pal. Maybe next time don't do that.
I've made some wrong turns in my life then.
That's probably why you get cut off all the time.
that's circumstantial as well as accurate. Let's switch it up.
You want some words of advice?
Yeah.
Don't cut me off. Now I see why you're confused.
So this hack is to avoid confusion. When you cut people off, it is rude and not words of advice that they are giving you. It's a statement of your ignorance and possibly of your offenses. Yes.
Yes.
So this next life hack, I understand you can do with a pair of scissors,
mm-hmm.
A nightlight.
Yep.
And three soapbox derby cars.
Kind of. Yeah, it's more...
Is it more two?
No.
You need the third one, though.
You need the third one, but what you're doing is kind of like that... you're making like a soapbox train.
Yes.
So, and not in the sense of like a conductor and you've got coal and all that stuff. More like you're trying to train these soapboxes so that way they react to the sound of scissors and nightlights.
Right.
You got to train them. It's not treat-based because they're soapboxes.
Right.
Okay? You can't just like be like, here's a treat, you know? Here's a wishbone.
They're very hierarchical, those soapboxes.
Yeah, and then so you got to feed them Tide Pods.
A slight question. Do you have a problem with people trying to get on them?
Once in a while, people will try to get on my soapbox. And I'm like, listen, back off. This is my soapbox, buddy. You don't got to be on here. I don't want to get on a soapbox about it. But I'll totally box you out of my soap, okay? I'll just put a box around you, and I'll put some soap in your mouth. And you just go home feeling sorry.
Right.
Sorry for yourself, and I'll feel sorry for you. And the next day, what do? You come back. You're on my soapbox.
You're spitting out soap. You got suds in your pillow.
Yeah, you're basically a washing machine for a mouth. What am I supposed to do with that? So
put it on YouTube.
We get the flashlight. Flashlight or a nightlight? A nightlight that flashes is more accurate. It's kind of like a boop, boop. And then everybody goes. Kind of so like the Mario Kart.
So it's not like a strobe light, like in your sleep.
Have you ever heard of a nightlight that's a strobe light?
I love the nightlight and I love to boogie.
Well, you are one freaky individual that I want to hang out with after this.
So, amen, brother.
So get off your soapbox. Listen, I'm talking. Get off your soapbox. These are my soapboxes. I've trained them well.
I'm sorry.
They're
for
not barking
you off.
At you. They're not humming their engines, revving, humming, hum revving.
Cumin.
They're not cumin their engines. They're not cumin anybody.
I'm sorry. I had an old man offer me some very sage advice that was, don't cut me off.
I love that herb.
The old man herb?
No, sage.
Does it smell like Old Spice?
No, well, I once knew a guy named Herb who also smelled like sage. But he wasn't a sage. He was more of like a
oregano?
No, like an earl or a duke.
Duke is my favorite spice.
You wouldn't want to smell the spice on this duke I had.
Was it more of a dookie?
No, it was more of like a bishop shape. I had like that.
The crown?
Yeah, exactly. Mm. Or a cardinal.
Yes, the less than Pope hat.
It was a little red.
You might want to consult a doctor. Is that your life hack?
I thought we were talking about my soapboxes.
If you take a red poop, your life hack is to consult a doctor.
That's not a life hack. That's a life must.
That's a red velvet cake hack.
What?
Because your poops are red. Oh,
I get it. I'm a little slow behind. I'm thinking about my soapboxes and how they're going to tie in with the scissors. I've just been talking about my nightlight. I love the nightlight, baby.
I love the boogie. All on the disco.
Oh, the scissors. When they cross the finish line, they're not tall enough because they're just soapboxes. They can't hit the ribbon, so we just take scissors and we cut them. Boom. Life hack.
Yes.
Tied it all together and then cut it apart with scissors.
And you brought it back to Tide Pods.
I did. That's where I was going originally. And you derailed me with your talking of train soapboxes and people trying to get on them. I think that's where this all started.
I think so.
You know what's been a very successful part? Ladies and gentlemen, if you're enjoying this, I think you might realize if you've listened to some of our previous podcasts or if this is the first one that we release that you haven't heard and then we re-release later, we have not given each other names.
I'm Kyle.
Well, no.
No,
the
wait.
The loophole that falls into our character.
Oh. Well, I feel like this one is more natural.
That's true. All natural.
All natural. Or au NyQuil.
So now we are going into a more relaxed speaking environment where we can explore the galaxy.
I'm so glad I get to talk about myself.
Yes. Yes.
My true nature.
Let it shine. Let it shine with the brightness of a million stars sitting out upon the horizon waiting for what we may know or one day may discover.
I like to sit out under the basement. That's it.
That's it indeed. Waiting under the basement is a fine way to view the stars. If only you were looking for small bits of mica
sometimes,
and fool's gold. Yes?
Sometimes I look for Cheez-Its under the couch.
Mmm. If you're a wise man, you'd look for Cheetos.
No.
Well, that's great.
Do you like CDs or Cheetos? Because you could cheat those nuts.
Hmm. I see your nuts flashing. That's repulsive.
Look at them! Look at them good!
Sir, please put your cashews down. I don't want to see your bag lunch.
Okay.
Thank you. I thought you said you like Cheez-Its. Why are you bringing an amalgam of legumes that you've compiled into a Ziploc bag fashion that you feel the need to broadcast to me in this booth?
That's all I have for lunch.
We'll
try the keto diet.
I do often myself partake of legumes.
Do you like CDs or ketos? Because you keto's nuts.
Okay. Do you want to call it?
I think we'll call it.
Okay.
So this has been Life Hacks. We're not now.
Podcast.
Hopefully you've learned almost nothing from this and you don't take any of these suggestions seriously. But if you do take any of these suggestions, we'd love to hear how they improved your life.
Give us your feedback. We want to know. We want to know if you actually tried them, if you got a friend to try them, like you conned them into doing it. It's great.
We want to know if you keto's nuts.
Yeah.
So if you want to let us know how turning these soap docs, soapbox derby cars into scissors.
No, scissors cut the finish line.
Scissors cut the finish line. If you've caught a finish line with scissors as you're riding through a soapbox derby car with nightlights, we'd like to know. So you can send us that feedback at notnowpodcast@gmail.com. You can find us on Facebook, Twitter. No, we're not on Twitter. Fuck you. We're on the Instagrams.
That's the sound that a Twitter notification makes.
Is it?
I think.
I've never been to Twitter.
Me either. That's why we're not on Twitter.
Well, you can find us on Facebook, and you can also email us at, again, notnowpodcast.com.
Notnowpodcast.com!
Notnowpodcast@gmail.com. Sorry.
Notnowpodcast!
@gmail.com.
@gmail.com. Or also just listen to us here.
Yeah, you can tune in. We have a whole bunch of episodes. You should listen to more. Listen to more.
We're also... listen to a more.
Just stuff your ear
holes. It's some more.
Full of this. And you should also buy a shit ton of egg crates and nail them to your walls.
We didn't nail them because we're smarter than you.
Yeah, we Velcroed them. But it sounds amazing to live in a life without echoes. You should try it for a day.
It really makes echoes more special.
Yeah.
That's why some people, they go out to a mountain range and they can't resist.
Yeah, I mean,
I just stand in my foyer and say, hey, and I get echoes from all over the damn place because we live in Maine.
Now, every time I am outside of an echoless room, I just start to hear that song. Once I walked an empty street down a boulevard of echoless dreams.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't realize you were doing a parody.
I barely did.
All right. Signing off, this has been Brandon
and Kyle,
and we are on Not Now Podcast
@gmail.com.